From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and Russia have called for a truce, even as violence continues in Syria. A Syrian government statement said Friday the truce would begin Saturday at 22 hours universal time and last for 24 hours in Damascus and the eastern Ghouta region outside the capital. A similar arrangement in Latakia province is expected to last for 72 hours. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the United States and Russia secured an agreement to refresh the partial truce the warring parties began back in February.
So our hope is that by refreshing this agreement and focusing our attention on these two particular areas, we can build momentum again toward a broadly observed cessation of hostilities.
Meanwhile, fighting continued in Syria Friday with rebels launching rocket attacks and government airstrikes hitting a clinic in Aleppo. The U.S. military has disciplined 16 service members, including a two-star general, for their roles in a deadly airstrike on an Afghan hospital that left 42 people dead. General Joseph Votel, the head of the U.S. Central Command, said Friday an investigation found the tragedy was the result of extraordinarily intense situations that included multiple equipment failures.
The investigation concluded that certain personnel failed to comply with the rules of engagement and the law of armed conflict. However, the investigation did not conclude that these failures amounted to a war crime.
Votel said the hospital, which was run by Doctors Without Borders, was mistakenly attacked, and that the real target was an insurgent stronghold about 400 meters away. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. In the race for president, several demonstrators clashed with police outside a hotel where Republican frontrunner Donald Trump was addressing the California Republican Convention. Police formed a protective line Friday outside the hotel and held off protesters who tried to break past the doors. Some of the demonstrators carried signs, others chanted, others held the Mexican flag, and still others had piñatas in the shape of Donald Trump. Inside, the Republican billionaire joked about the route he had to take to get to the venue.
That was not the easiest entrance I've ever made. My wife called. She said, there are helicopters following you, and we did. And then we went under a fence and through a fence. And, oh, boy, I felt like I was crossing the border, actually. You know, it's true. I was crossing the border, but I got here.
On Thursday, police arrested 17 people outside a Trump rally in Costa Mesa, California. The Republican candidate now has 996 of the 1,237 delegates he needs to secure the nomination. The next primary for both the Republicans and the Democrats is Tuesday in Indiana. President Barack Obama has announced measures intended to help reduce gun violence in the United States. They'll use technology to develop smart guns and more coordinated action by governments to improve background checks on gun buyers. A White House statement Friday called for more accurate and efficient background checks to ensure that guns are not sold to what were called the wrong people, including those who are suffering from mental illness. The president also called for technology that would keep guns out of the hands of children or of anyone other than the gun owner. Each year, guns kill more than 30,000 Americans, either as a result of suicide, domestic violence, criminal action, or accidents. A U.S. Navy commander has been sentenced to more than 6 years in prison for giving classified information on ship documents to an Asian defense contractor in return for cash, gifts, and prostitutes. Captain Select Michael Vanek Kem Miskowitz was the latest military official to receive a sentence in the Bribes for Business scandal, which has primarily involved the U.S. 7th Fleet. Nine other individuals have also been charged in connection with the scheme, and several admirals were censured over it, effectively ending their careers. On Wall Street, markets finished trading lower on Friday, with the Dow Industrials down 0.32%. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq slipped more than 0.5%. European and Asian markets were also lower. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.